Assassin. You know I break necks, call me Jack Tate. I have no regrets while your life is fading. I'm a crazy fuck equivalent to Satan. When I'm behind the mic, I feel like the greatest. You know I break necks, call me Jack Tate. I have no regrets while your life is fading. I'm a crazy fuck equivalent to Satan. When I'm behind the mic, I feel like the greatest.
What up, y'all? You're listening to Sports Talk with Trop, and I'm your host, Katie Trop. Well, before we get into things, I did drop a new lyric video this weekend for my single called So Hard, featuring my label mate Lex Aziz. You can find that on my website, katietrop.net, or you can find that on my YouTube channel, youtube.com/katietrop. Check that out if you will. Let's get right into the NBA playoffs. We had a bunch of interesting games this weekend. Had a few blowouts, but there's definitely one series in the Western Conference for sure that is really, it's been back and forth and very contentious, and it got real good last night. So let's get started actually with the Boston Celtics versus the Philadelphia 76ers matchup on Friday. The Celtics beat the 76ers 114-102. This was actually when Joel Embiid, he ended up receiving his MVP trophy that night, but the Boston Celtics poured some cold water on that night, and they really had a solid game. Jason Tatum had 27 points, 10 rebounds, and 5 assists. Jaylen Brown, who's just really been extremely consistent throughout the playoffs so far for the Celtics, he had 25 points, 7 rebounds, and 5 assists. But even so, Joel Embiid also had a great night. He dropped the double-double, 30 points and 13 rebounds. But it was mostly just Boston Celtics for the most part the whole way. They ended up taking the 2-1 lead. But then yesterday, it was playoff Harden showed up, and the 76ers playoff Harden is a lot different than Houston Rockets playoff Harden. He went off yesterday to get the 76ers the 116-115 overtime win over the Boston Celtics to tie the series up at 2 right now. But James Harden, he dropped 42 points, had 8 rebounds and 9 assists. So not only did he almost have a triple-double, but he made the clutch shots all the way down through the series. He made the big shots in the fourth quarter. He made the big shots in the overtime, and he really just carried this team. Joel Embiid also had a huge game, 34 points, 13 rebounds. And game 5 takes place tomorrow, Tuesday night. And this series, it's been kind of up and down, but yesterday's game was really, really good, especially, you know, going into overtime. But James Harden, he's looked really solid for the most part. Usually when you talk about playoff Harden, it's him doing a great disappearing act. But so far with the 76ers, he's been dropping dimes and looking really good and stepping up in the clutch moments. So we'll see how the rest of this series goes. And like I said, game 5 is Tuesday night. Then moving on to what I feel like is so far the best series in the semifinals right now, the Phoenix Suns versus the Denver Nuggets. At least now that the Suns have finally made it a series over the past weekend. On Friday night, they were able to get the win 121-14. It was a huge, huge dominating game from both Booker and Durant. These two have been on fire. Booker dropped 47 points, had 9 assists. And Kevin Durant had 39 points, 9 rebounds, and 8 assists. But you still can't stop Jokic. The Joker, he had a triple-double, as he normally does. 30 points, 17 rebounds, 17 assists. I mean, that is an absolutely insane stat line there. Unfortunately for him, it wasn't a loss. But it was a battle, really, between both teams. But the Phoenix Suns were able to come out on top and get the series up to 2-1. But then yesterday's game, shit got real in this series. The Suns eked out a win 129-124 to tie the series up at 2. Devin Booker, like I said, this guy has been, he's had a great season, really. Overall, he did get injured, so that kind of took him out of the running for MVP. But, I mean, the guy has been excellent, and he's been great during this playoff run. He had 47 points, 9 assists. I'm sorry, that was the last game. In yesterday's game, he had 36 points and 12 assists. Kevin Durant had 36 points, 11 rebounds. And Nikola Jokic had a playoff high, 53 points and 11 assists. So he only had a double-double yesterday rather than a triple-double. But this series is looking really good. Headed back to Denver. Game five is Tuesday night. And man, I'm really, that game last night, it was back and forth. I mean, it was like Booker would drop a dime. Jokic would come right back and drop a dime. Then Durant's like, nah, I got this. And they just really went back and forth in that fourth quarter. And the Suns were able to hang on, but it was a fun battle between two great teams. And this series right now, I feel like is the best series in the semifinals at this point. Then on Saturday, the Miami Heat trounced the New York Knicks 105-86. Miami currently has the lead 2-1 on the series. Game four is tonight. And, you know, Jimmy Butler, he had 28 points. Bam Adebayo had 17 points and 12 rebounds. But this New York Knicks team is really just struggling in this series. And unfortunately for them, the Heat just look like the much better team, the much more solid team, the much more prepared team. And I kind of feel like at this point, the Knicks are going to be lucky if they even get one more win, because the last game, it was not good at all. And even the game that they won, it was okay. So the Knicks really haven't showed up yet, but the Heat, they're still rolling. And game four is tonight. Then the other series, Los Angeles Lakers versus the Golden State Warriors. Saturday night, the Lakers stomped the Warriors 127-97 to take the 2-1 series lead. This series has been pretty boring for the most part, just because every game has basically been a blowout with whoever wins. And the Lakers, like I said, are playing like if Anthony Davis has a good game, they win. If he has a bad game, they lose. And of course, in this last game, he had 25 points and 13 rebounds. LeBron had 21 points, 8 rebounds, 8 assists. And then D'Angelo Russell also had a huge game with 21 points. The Golden State Warriors just really got dominated in that game. But I wouldn't be shocked if they come back and dominate tonight. And game four is tonight in Los Angeles. And moving on to boxing, Canelo Alvarez remains the undisputed champ. He took a unanimous decision against John Ryder this weekend. And Alvarez looks back to me. As I said, his last couple of fights, he didn't look like he normally does. He did actually have a wrist surgery before this fight. So, and it looked like it helped, because he definitely had the power back in his punches, and he had a couple of knockdowns in this one. I mean, you really got to give it up to John Ryder. The dude is a tough-ass motherfucker. He broke his nose in the second round, and I mean, he was taking some really big hits. He got knocked down in the fifth round. He got knocked down in the eighth round. So, you know, he really was getting taken to the mat in pretty much every round. I mean, Canelo really just dominated this one from start to finish. But like I said, you got to give it up to John Ryder for just sticking in it and going the distance too, because in the fifth round when he got knocked down, it was pretty close to a knockout. I mean, I don't think he got up till about like 7-8 seconds when the ref was counting. So it looked like it could have been over there. And then when he got knocked down again, it wasn't as bad, but still you could tell the dude was winded, and you could just tell Canelo was just in control completely of this fight. And he remains the undisputed champ, and we'll see what's up next for him. But John Ryder, you got to give it up to him. He took some major hits from Canelo. Just another observance from that night that I had is, who was the pink-suited douchebag? The stupid idiot with the fucking hair all up in a goddamn man bun, wearing a pink suit. This fool's out here, like, announcing who he's giving the decision on who wins. I'm like, are we serious here? This idiot is, what is he doing here? He deserved to be pummeled by both boxers that night. I don't know who the fuck he was. I don't know why that moron was there. He looked like a complete and utter moron. As I've mentioned before on the show, I absolutely hate the color pink. So if you're a guy and you're wearing pink, I immediately think you're an extreme douchebag. And then I saw the stupid, retarded little hairdo this moron had going on. And I don't know who he was, but please don't come back, because you looked like Boo Boo the Fool. Moving on to UFC 288. Aljamain Sterling, he got the split decision against Cejudo over the weekend, and I don't even think he deserved a split decision. I think he deserved a unanimous decision because, in my opinion, he pretty much dominated the fight from start to finish. Cejudo looked like he did take a couple of years off. He didn't look bad. It's just Sterling, for one, he's got more reach. He's a taller guy, so he just dominated at a much higher level throughout the fight. Whereas there were many times you could see that Cejudo was struggling, and he just really never got the upper hand. And so I honestly have no idea how it wasn't a unanimous decision, because it really, in my opinion, wasn't that close. I felt like Sterling dominated from round one all the way on through. I mean, good for them. They made it go the distance. I really, like I said, though, I didn't expect it to be a knockout. I expected it to go the distance. And Sterling, he remains the champ, and good for him, because like I said, he's had a couple of fights where it's been like, does he really deserve the title? But now he beat a legitimate opponent, and he really dominated this weekend, and he's going to keep on dominating. So congrats to Aljamain Sterling on the win. Now let's move on to the top 10 MLB power rankings for this week. Not a lot of shakeups. One team really has cratered down, though, this week. They had a really bad week. So let's get started with number one remains the Tampa Bay Rays. Overall record of 28-7. They are 8-2 in their last 10 games, and they just continue to dominate. They swept the Pittsburgh Pirates. They took 2 out of 3 from the New York Yankees. They still lead the league with the most runs. They have 225 runs on the season. Shane McClanahan, he's obviously been the most dominating pitcher so far this season. He's got 6 wins, ERA of 2.03 and 51 strikeouts. Then Randy Arozarena continues to rake as well. He's got 3.328 batting average, 9 home runs, and 30 RBI on the season. So the Rays just keep dominating in every single way that you possibly can in baseball this season. Then at number 2 on my top 10 MLB power rankings are the Atlanta Braves. Overall record of 24-11. They're 7-3 in their last 10 games. This past week, they split a series between the New York Mets. Then they took the series against, they swept the Miami Marlins, and then they took the series against the Baltimore Orioles. And they just really are getting it going offensively. Their starting pitchers are really, they're really stepping it up. You know, Spencer Strider, he still continues to have a great season. He's got 67 strikeouts on the season. And then Ozzie Albies, he's really, really been hot for the Braves this year. Batting a .283, 9 home runs, 26 RBI. So he looks to be real healthy and extremely effective for the Braves. Then at number 3 on my top 10 MLB power rankings are the Los Angeles Dodgers. Overall record of 21-14. They're 8-2 in their last 10 games. This past week, they beat the Philadelphia Phillies and the San Diego Padres, took both of those series. And Max Muncy, he is leading the league still in home runs with 12 home runs, and he's got 28 RBI on the season, so he's really been an offensive force for them. And then the ageless wonder, Clayton Kershaw, he's got 5 wins on the season with a .253 ERA and 48 strikeouts. So while the Dodgers started off the season slow, here they seem to be back. They're at the top spot in the National League West division yet again. And as I expected, they would be. And here they are ready to take over the National League, I assume. Then at number 4 on my top 10 MLB power rankings, I have the Boston Red Sox. Overall record of 21-15. They're 8-2 in their last 10 games, and I mean, they are one of the hottest teams in the league at this point in time. This week, they swept the Toronto Blue Jays, and then they took the series against the Philadelphia Phillies. They're really just getting a lot of power. They're getting a lot of runs right now. One player who's really stepped it up this year is Masataka Yoshida. He's batting a .321 with 6 home runs and 24 RBI. Then you also have Rafael Devers, who's having another great year as well. He's batting .250 with 11 home runs and 34 RBI. And the Red Sox, I really didn't expect much from them this season, but they are on fire the last couple of weeks, and here they are in this tough American League East. And they really took out some good teams this week and are really, really getting hot behind the bats as well. Then at number five on my top 10 MLB power rankings, the Baltimore Orioles. Here they still are. Overall record of 22-12, 6-4 in their last 10 games this past week. They took the series against the Kansas City Royals, but then lost a series to the Atlanta Braves. They just really are putting it together. Anthony Santander, he's batting 264, five home runs and 20 RBI on the season. Their starting pitchers are really, they're really just going out there doing their job, and then the bullpen just comes right in and they do their job. And I can't believe we're still talking about the Orioles a month after the season has started. And they look good. And while I won't be shocked if they fall off, they're still playing really well right now. Then at number six on my top 10 MLB power rankings have the Texas Rangers, overall record of 20-13. They're 6-4 in their last 10 games. This past week, they took the series against the Arizona Diamondbacks and the Los Angeles Angels. They're actually second in runs on the season so far. They have 221 runs on the season, so they're catching up to the Rays with 225. And Adolis Garcia, he continues his monster run on the season, batting 260 with 9 home runs and still leads the league in RBIs with 36 RBIs on the season. And the Rangers, they're a team that nobody's really talking about, but they're playing some really, really solid baseball at this point in time. Then at number 7 on my top 10 MLB power rankings, I have the Toronto Blue Jays, overall record of 21-14. They are 5-5 in their last 10 games. This past week, they lost a series to the Boston Red Sox, but then they bounced right back and swept the Pittsburgh Pirates over the weekend. And Matt Chapman, he just continues his domination as well. I mean, he still leads the league with batting average of .349. He's got five home runs on the season and 21 RBI, so he is just continuing his monster run. And then, of course, Vlad Guerrero Jr., he's batting .318 with 7 home runs and 21 RBI on the season. Then at number 8 on my top 10 MLB power rankings, taking the biggest tumble this week would be the Pittsburgh Pirates, overall record of 20-15. They are on a 7-game losing streak right now, and they're 3-7 in their last 10 games. They really have seemed to have come back down to earth, especially because they played two really solid teams this past week. They got swept by the Tampa Bay Rays and the Toronto Blue Jays. So it's not shocking that they've fallen this far, but they are still in first place in their division. So I couldn't completely drop them out of the top 10 this week, at least. But Brian Reynolds, he's having a great season, even though they're slumping right now. He's batting a .307 with 5 home runs and 23 RBI on the season. Then at number 9 on my top 10 MLB power rankings of the Los Angeles Angels, overall record of 19-16. They're 6-4 in their last 10 games. This past week, they took the series against the St. Louis Cardinals and split with the Texas Rangers. And Shohei Ohtani, man, he is just killing it both with the pitching and the hitting. He's got a .254 ERA on the season and 59 strikeouts. With a batting average of .295, 7 home runs and 20 RBI on the season. Then, of course, Mike Trout, he's got 8 home runs and 20 RBI on the season. Then you've got Hunter Renfroe, who's just really been a huge offensive force for them. And while the Angels aren't really a team a lot of people are talking about, they are having a very good season so far. And they seem to be at least making a little bit of a run, but they are in a tough division, and they usually start to fall off at the end of the season, so we'll see what happens. But right now, they're playing some pretty solid baseball. And then rounding out my top 10 MLB power rankings this week, I have the Arizona Diamondbacks, overall record of 19-15. They're 6-4 in their last 10 games. This past week, they lost a series to the Texas Rangers, but then they won the series against the Washington Nationals. Zach Gallen, he just continues his monster run at pitching this year for the Diamondbacks. He's got 4 wins with a .253 ERA and 57 strikeouts. But then you also have Christian Walker. He's batting .282 with 8 home runs and 26 RBI on the season. So Diamondbacks, while they've fallen back a little bit in the National League West, they still are right there, and they're still in contention, and they're still playing pretty well against some pretty decent teams. So, yeah, that's what we had going on this week. So enjoy the week of the basketball playoffs. My puppy's letting me know that apparently it's time for the show to be over if you can't hear her. But enjoy the rest of the week of the basketball playoffs, and I will talk to you fools on Friday.